Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. Speaking of being done wrong, the shock and awe, of course, I just barely got the news, thanks to some listeners that sent me a Facebook post yesterday about the FBI making his decision. And I've watched that over and over and over again. And at first, you know, I'm not really shocked that she gets off with what she's done, but I am shocked, as I've got this title, shock and awe, but not really. I expected him to at least go through the pretenses, to at least try to fool the American people, but this is so blatant. Hillary Clinton, or is it just anybody in D.C., it seems to be above the law. With them, it truly is. What difference does it make? I admit my anger yesterday. Everybody was, calm down, Beth. But it's still in me. But what I want to impress upon all of you, everybody listening, and I want you to share this with others, the establishment, elected government, and many of the appointed, they're corrupt. Both parties, do not be mistaken. All who are thinking of not voting, I want you to stop it. Get over your personality dislikes of this Donald Trump. I had a third grade teacher, Mr. Fielder, and he would walk around the classroom and he would quote this. I don't know what poem this is from. I've tried to find out, but he would, this line he would say over and over again, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" Well, I'm going to turn that around, because I think we've been looking at the trees as the American people, and we haven't seen the forest. We look at the scandals here and there, or the crimes, and we don't realize how widespread this forest really is, how dense the dark forest can be. Now, the talk show hosts like to concentrate on one candidate or the other, and I guess maybe I'm guilty of that at times. They've gone off on one topic or another. I mean, lately, you know, they're going off on this idiotic story. I haven't even covered it. I haven't even talked about it. It's so stupid. Going after Trump over the Star of David, claiming he was anti-Semitic. Crazy. But Director Comey, he said basically, Hillary's guilty. Basically, that's what he said. She's guilty, but we're not going to charge. We're not going to file charges. And then he said, no prosecutor in his right mind would take this case. And I got to thinking, what does he mean by that? Why wouldn't they take this case? They've taken cases that had a lot less. Are they in fear? What do they fear? Do they fear the Clintons? Do they fear the IRS? Do they fear losing their professional license in some kind of retaliation? Scandals put upon them? Time after time, we've witnessed the injustice in D.C. In particular, there. They, the entire forest, are the elite, and we, the people, are the enemy of the state. If we figure this out, and don't care what we disagree on, we have got to stand against the establishment, against the career politicians, all of them. Why does anybody ever follow Hillary Clinton? The only thing she has accomplished in her life is escaping her scandals and corruption and totally unscathed, totally unscathed. I predict, and this is just my gut and my hope, that this is going to backfire on her. While many Americans will not pay attention to Hillary's evil ways, many will see the injustice of what the FBI decision means. Alan West has come out with an interesting article, and I've got it on the show's Facebook page. And I hope he's correct. But he says Comey's words just handed gift wrap to this package over. Well, who gets the present? The GOP hates Trump so bad they don't want him elected, and they're fighting that all tooth and toenail. So who did he hand it to? He said Hillary was negligent and careless, but not grossly. But when he started explaining it, it was grossly. She had to have known. He used all kinds of words, and I won't share that now because we need to get on with the show. But we'll talk about it another day. All that Alan West listed that Comey said, and you heard it enough times, you know what he said. The email scandals are a crime. You need to get over this idea that these things are scandals. They are crimes against the people. The decision was a slap in the face to the American people. Hillary is guilty. He said he just as much said so, but they're not going to charge her. He scolded her, though. We've chased the story for a couple of years now. And in this, where are we? ISIS is murdering around the world. Our jobs have gone south. Laws don't matter for politicians or illegal aliens. Only you and only me. Our national debt has doubled under this administration, and it was too large to begin with. Production in our nation has nearly stopped. We have been mandated, regulated, and licensed to death. We are a service nation. Our economy is in the tank, and our dollar is worthless. But hey, Hillary got a free pass. Collect millions of dollars and never go to jail. Free card from the FBI. So, where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us back in our real world, people. But what I was trying to say to you at the beginning here was, you need to let everyone know this is an injustice against them. Hillary was guilty. Many of these other people are guilty, and they never get charged with their crimes. I have a good friend and guest today, and bless her heart, she always lands on a day when I have to go on a rampage against Hillary. But we have Melody Cederstrom with us. And I apologize once again for my ranting and raving, but I felt like my listeners needed to hear me because I left them wanting yesterday with a little bit of my tear. How are you today, Melody?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'm sure you feel better, too. But you know what? You are absolutely correct. At this point, is it really about Hillary, but it's all about the corruption that we see in Washington, letting her get a free card. And most people out there who like Hillary, they just thought the emails was just something that they were going after her, some sort of vendetta against her because of this and because of that. And the picture is just so much greater, so much bigger. But this is just a sure sign. I mean, you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see the corruption and just how Washington is handled anymore. And it really doesn't matter who it is. I used to say there was always one or two good people in Washington. I don't even know who that is anymore. Who?
you got to look. That's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. I mean, they're not. And my question is, why would anybody, Comey said she's negligent and careless, why would you want that as a president of the United States, someone that is being admitted that they were negligent and careless?
I went and looked.
I mean,
up.
It's just, but you know what? It's going to be a fight for the White House.
It is.
And I'll tell you, there's a good possibility she could make it.
If she does, we're in big trouble. We're already in big trouble, but that'll be the end of the United States of America.
Absolutely.
I looked those words up, though. We're going to go into a break, and then we're going to talk about gold and silver and the economy. But I looked up those words. Are these the description you want for a president? Negligent, in the thesaurus says careless, inattentive, slipshod, remiss, lax, slack, casual, forgetful. Careless says slapdash, not careful, happy-go-lucky, casual, slipshod, sloppy, hasty, lackadaisical. And that's exactly what she was, or else she did it on purpose. And there's something else we're not seeing in this forest. We're going into a break. We're going to talk about the economy, gold and silver. We have Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading with us today. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give us a call at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talker Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to try to get away from Hillary. I don't like her anyway, so I don't want to talk about her anymore. I'm going to pull a Scarlett O'Hara. Well, we'll worry about that tomorrow. And we're going to talk with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. And if you have a question, you want to talk to her, the lines are open right here. And that's what today's show is all about, 877-895-5410. Melody, what's happening in your world? I just want to know.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of exciting things happening on with gold and silver. We certainly have seen gold up over $300 since the first of the year. Silver's up $5 to $6 since the first of the year, and it just seems to go in. And I think a lot of the world problems, our problems here in the States, are beginning to catch up, and there's awakening in the gold and silver market. I mean, and I'm a fundamental person. I mean, I've been doing this for such a long time. I go back, and it is truly all about our currency, about our fiat currency, and as long as or until that is addressed and it is changed, the dollar is going to continue to lose value and gold and silver position to go higher. And it really is as simple as that, even though there's a lot of complex systems and ideas and behind the scenes and what we see in the markets and the manipulations and how the markets are rigged and the corruption, just the same corruption we see in Wall Street as we see in Washington, it can become very complex. But the simple fundamentals of gold and silver are going to be stronger and stronger. So it is an exciting time to see prices rise, to see them recapture the gains that we had earlier in the, you know, back in 2010, 2011, when gold was close to 2,000, and certainly silver had touched once again 250. And I think we'll see those prices again, and I think we'll see those prices much higher. So the thing that concerns me most of all, I'm already beginning to hear, just because we have higher prices in gold and silver, I continue to hear people say, well, I should have bought a year ago when prices were lower. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Well, you know, you can't let markets get away from you. And it's okay to see if the prices are going to pull back a little bit. We could see some pullback in some of these prices. But just do a little cost averaging. You know, if you've already bought low, then, you know, you can wait to see if it goes back down, or buy now. If it goes down, fine. If it doesn't, well, then you continue to add. But to try and to speculate on the markets and to play the markets, gold and silver is the wrong market to do that in. So, again, I encourage you, if you're looking to preserve your wealth, don't wait. Don't let the price get away from you. But it's not all about price. I believe if we see gold at $2,500 and silver at $50, what are people going to do? Not buy it. When you have the current, when your currency is continuing to lose value and the market's, you know, falling out of bed and you know, zeroing out, you're not going to buy it because the price is too high. No, it isn't about price when it comes to gold and silver. So I would just encourage folks to keep that in mind when they're looking to preserve their wealth. If you're going to do it, you do it. It's a long term. You put it away, and it's going to be there when we go through these troubled times. And there is the day of reckoning that is coming. And it's just shortly around the corner.
And it's inevitable. I think we can all see that. We just, like I said, we can see the handwriting on the wall with this this decision that was made yesterday. For whatever reason, the FBI felt to make such a decision. I don't know if he's corrupt or if the pressure is just coming so hard from all sides. I don't trust any of them.
It truly isn't a shock. I mean,
no, it's not.
You kind of knew she wasn't going to be indicted. I mean, they released the information on Saturday after her little meeting with the FBI. I mean, there was a reporter from Meet the Press who called her and said, "Hey, I've already heard that you're getting a free pass." Those are my words. And, you know, Obama was already to go flying around the country in Air Force One with her. So, I mean, it's not a shock that she wasn't indicted. And it's just...
Absolutely. I did think they would go through the motions, but they didn't even bother to do that.
In a presidential election year, and they want to live.
And, of course, you know...
They want to live.
Yeah. There is about a fear there. I do believe there is. I think the corruption is so wide and so deep and so high that it's encompassing many, many people that we probably would be shocked that. The others, we would be shocked. Hillary, we're not shocked about. We know how corrupt and how criminal she is. But, you know, this thing with him in the and then we need to move on. We just keep popping back here. This thing with Air Force One and Obama campaigning with her in Air Force One, you know, this is the man that tells us we need to turn our thermostats up or down or whichever it is, you know, to start conserving. And the taxpayers are paying for this. Well, then somebody said, no, they said that the Democrat Party is paying. And I'm thinking, okay, what is the rent? What is the rent for Air Force One? And who gets that? Where does that money go and where does that come from? I mean, that's just ridiculous. But it's ridiculous that we sit here and put up with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not the first time. I mean, I'm sure other presidents used Air Force.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's just the idea of it this time. And the thing of it is, it's all about the stock market. If they had indicted her, I mean, the Democratic Party would have been, what Biden was going to come in and take her place. Bernie Sanders would have really given Trump a run for his money. But they're not, so they want Hillary in there. They want her to be president. And that's a very good chance that she might be. So people do need to get off their keisters, and they do, and you do need to get out there, and we have to make a difference. And I hear all the time, well, it's rigged anyway. Well, you know what? Are you just going to sit home and think that it's rigged? I mean, look at Brexit.
Yes.
You know, the people didn't sit at home. They had over 70% turnout. People didn't sit at home. It was a shock that the Remains didn't win. Even Cameron, this was just something that he threw out there just to quiet people, thinking that it would never get passed. So again, folks, and I'll guarantee everyone thought that their elections were rigged also. So
I think that they are to a degree, but
they
I think
are.
If we all show up, they can only rig it so much.
They can only rig it so much.
If we all show up, then it's going to tell the tale on them. And I think that's actually what's happened with Trump. I think that the American people are so fed up. When we gave the Republicans the majority and they did nothing, and of course now Ryan's saying, well, they need to make sure that Hillary never touches any secret, you know, top security documents. If she's president of the United States, how are you going to do that? And she's already compromised the United States. I mean, they just as much said so. That it's already been, and so then there's the fear of somebody of being blackmailed, and I'm thinking, I'm not so sure they're blackmailing her. I think she's blackmailing everybody else.
Well, I was reading a little story about her and her son-in-law. Well, he's a hedge fund guy, and he bet big on Greece. And supposedly, Hillary was also dealing with Goldman Sachs. Of course, we know, and it could very well be in those little speeches that she gave that she doesn't want to release because it's around the same time frame, and that's just my idea. But she was working with Goldman Sachs, releasing information, government information about Greece for her son-in-law about back in 2010, 2011, and when they were having, you know, and he's losing millions and millions of dollars. So, you know, I mean, it's just, again, get out there. We need to vote, and we cannot allow her to be president.
You know, it has gone past, unfortunately, the deaths that took place in Benghazi. And I believe these emails are all about what you just said. I believe they are about money. I believe they are about, in, I don't know, for a lack of another term, insider-type information that she was gleaning, and she was doing it while she was Secretary of State.
Exactly.
And it's got many people encompassed and involved in it, and that's why she got a free pass.
Yep.
They're going to keep her going.
She was involved in the Greece negotiations.
Oh, yeah.
So she let a little of that information slip out to her son-in-law. His this is just my speculation. I mean, he comes, his father was in jail, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
because they're all good
people.
It
doesn't stop when you run in those crowds. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. And they have the arrogance, and I hope that their arrogance has gone too far this time, because I think the Bernie Sanders people that hate Hillary, I think they're going to be livid over this. That's my prediction, I hope. And I hope that maybe they'll finally realize that socialism, they're so young, many of them, that socialism isn't the way. That if they want an opportunity, they need to go back to the founding fathers in America. Whether Trump's really that or not, I know he's not a founding father, but he does claim he wants to make America great, and we know what Hillary has done to America. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a good sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. Give her a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Martha, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. Well, it's hard to find any news other than Hillary. So when you're looking through all the news to find out what's going on with the economy and all that, it's hard to find it Hillary. I mean, Melody, sorry about that. Because I call her Hillary. She's just all over the place right now. And the FBI, Comey, he's made a name for himself now. But I have this one little economy thing that came through yesterday. And it's saying later this month, the Commerce Department will unveil its estimate of how much the American economy grew in the second quarter of 2016. Now, I don't know. Maybe it has grown. Nothing's grown at my house. We're still in the same boat we were in a while back. But maybe some things are picking up. I don't know. What do you see?
Well, I think the job reports coming out this Friday is going to be an important issue. I mean, last month we showed 38,000 new jobs created. They're expecting 160,000 this month. I don't know what changed from last month to this month to make up that difference. They'll probably revise those last month from 38, but don't know if it's going to go lower or higher. Most likely it would go higher. Now that Hillary is cleared of everything, they're certainly going to make the, they want the economy to show that, you know, the Democrats did a good job. So I would expect a new lie number to come out this month. You know, it's all about the stock markets and everything. And I mean, the economy, the GDP, they're just going to lie about it. They revise it three times before they get the final number. And, but you have to take a look around and see exactly what is going on. Our 10-year yield or our bond, our 10-year yield on the 10-year, it's at a historic low. You have negative rates around the world. And I mean, the balance of, there's so much stimulus being injected into these economies and it's doing nothing. You have people, I mean, with Brexit, you know, it isn't the thing that Brexit is going to disrupt the economies. It's the after effect. It's going to be the domino effect that we're going to see happen. And I think you hear people say, well, Brexit's not a big deal. Well, you know what? It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Because it has lost investors' confidence. And we'll, now we'll see all the cracks in these countries and what's happening to their banks. The banks in Italy and the Deutsche Bank, I mean, they're falling. Their stocks are plummeting. There's real problems around the world. And so there's a lot of things going on. You just don't read it in the news because that might jeopardize the Dow Jones at 18,000 or the NASDAQ or the S&P. So it is all about the stock markets. And because without that money that people receive from the stock markets, it only shows just how poor and how bankrupt this country really is. And it's the illusion that was created. It makes people feel wealthy, so they continue to buy. And it's going to be a nasty. People are going to lose a large part of their savings and the money that they worked so hard for. And I don't know when that day of reckoning is coming, but I know it's coming very soon.
Well, I know the Obama administration is not happy about what Great Britain did, the people, how they voted. And they were encouraging them not to get out, to stay in. And now they're even trying to still have influence on that. And it's, you know,
well, sure.
it goes back to the money. It's the money, you know. It's all about
The politics in Britain aren't going to change. You know, they're just going to replace Cameron with another Cameron twin. You know, the politics aren't going to change. And even two of the, which I don't understand, two of the most outspoken politicians to leave the European Union, they're both stepping down. Boris Johnson, he was a shoo-in to replace Cameron. He doesn't want it. I can't think of his name, Farage, he's stepping down. So I don't understand why they pushed it for this Brexit, and they don't want to have anything to do with it now. But the politics will stay the same, but the economies, the amount of money that people will lose, and that is where it will be affected. Politicians might just stay the same with a new name. But
it's like shuffling a deck of cards.
Yeah.
You pretty much come up with the same deal eventually. I mean, it doesn't change.
But I think the idea and the people, now you're getting the same momentum. You have it in France. You have it in Spain. You have it in Scotland. You know, they all want out. They all want the people are wanting to change. They want their countries back. They don't want to be in the Eurozone. And that's what they were. That's why these politicians and Obama didn't want it to go through. And it's just like Trump. You know, we're tired of it. The people are tired of it. They don't want the establishment. They don't want the crooked politicians. They don't want the corruption anymore. And we're going to change it. That's what they're fighting against. And I believe they'll use the economy as a way to keep people in line.
Oh, absolutely they will, and they have been. I mean, it's the common denominator is to survive, and that is your food. Look what food has done in the market, you know, how you go to the grocery store and you can't hardly afford a gallon of milk or anything else, a loaf of bread. And it's, you know, they want to raise that minimum wage. That makes the people that are on the low income feel good, but it's not going to feel so good if you lose your jobs or you lose hours. I mean, they're not putting it all together. It goes back to that forest and the trees. Are we going to concentrate on those trees, or are we going to see the big picture here? Because what that teacher meant when he did that little march around the room and, you know, pretty much was telling us we were fools. What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? Well, we've been watching all the trees, and we're missing the big picture. We're missing the forest. Mm-hmm. The corruption is so wide and so deep, and not just in this nation. It is global. And I think that's what the people are fighting across the globe. They want, like you said, they want their countries back. Why can't we have sovereignty and still be global? We can. We can. There's no, I mean, that's what it's all about. You can trade in the global market, but you can still have sovereignty as a nation and as a people. There's no reason you can't, except that they have made such horrible deals selling us out, and so have some of the other countries. But there's some of the countries that they hate Trump because they don't want this fixed. They got a gravy train going, and they don't want it fixed.
But we're here to help folks with their gold and silver purchases, and I know there's just a lot of misinformation floating around out there. You know, and there's a lot of Wall Streeters that have gotten into the gold and silver market. And, yeah, this is my pet peeve because they changed the whole idea of owning gold and silver. You know, they're telling people, oh, you only want 5 or 10% of your assets in gold and silver. My question to that, or my answer to that is, what's the point? Mm. I mean, what are you really protecting? You know, they tell you to go out and buy some barter material and you'll be done with it. But, hey, I have all these penny shares that will make you, you know, rich. You know, invest $5,000 and become a millionaire. Well, folks, that just doesn't happen. Maybe once in a while, if you're lucky. Most of us just aren't that lucky. So, again, if you're willing, if you want to take that risk, if you have disposable funds that you want to risk, that's okay. But just make sure you have enough physical gold that you take delivery of it to cover it. I've been getting a lot of calls, I don't know, for the past year on this home storage IRA or the IRA limited liability company. And there isn't an appeal to that. And that appeal is obvious. And it's obvious we're going into a commercial.
But when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to stay on topic, okay? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And I've done a really bad job of giving out numbers. I want you to look at her website. You go to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. If you want to talk to her, she's right here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend Melody Cederstrom. Her website is dgscoins.com, and I want you to continue with your conversation, but we have a caller with a question for you. We have Kevin from Ohio. Kevin, how are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm fine. Really happy to talk to you two ladies. Beth Ann, one comment. Fantastic reading of the Declaration of Independence Monday.
You.
Absolutely moving in many ways.
Thank you.
And I thank you and commend you.
You're welcome.
On the subject of silver, I want to recall Max Kaiser was promoting at one time several years ago about everybody buying into silver now because it's the poor man's metal, if I'm not mistaken. And everybody could afford to buy a little silver, and I think we could. It makes sense. We could sway the market and put damage to the controllers. What do you think, Melanie?
I don't think buying physical silver will put damage to the controllers. They do a lot of, now. You can sway the price of silver by paper. You get enough paper buying and options and so forth. Yeah, I mean, it's a small market. I mean, they're not going to allow what the Hunt brothers did in order to move the prices of silver. And they have it so fixed now, so that doesn't happen. But you can get multiple players in there in the paper markets and so forth and move the price up. I think there's a lot more silver now than there also was back when the Hunt brothers did it. And, you know, governments can do it, but, you know, Hunt brothers can't. But so it's... You buy gold and silver, it really is important, and he is correct. And don't think that you can't afford something to protect your purchasing power. It's a lot more than just barter. It's a lot more than, because those paper dollars that you have are going to just, it's going to take more of those and more of those to buy anything. We have inflation. We're going to get greater inflation. And by sitting and doing nothing, you really aren't helping yourself. And it's a great savings account. What I believe, those, the controllers, they don't want you to own it. They will do everything, because once you own gold and silver, you truly are a little more independent. And they don't want that. So they don't want you to own it.
It's absolutely true. And you've helped me in years past and with some friends, too. And I'm never shy to recommend you. I think you're fabulous at what you do, supporting shortwave and all the broadcast time you've had over all these years. A wonderful lady, and I, both of you are real patriots and fighters. Mm-hmm. Say God bless you.
Thank you, Kevin.
I think everybody should own silver. Everybody, just the smallest amounts. I do believe we could sway it, but like you said, it takes bigger players. But we're ready for pitchforks now. So,
I thank you. Those are very kind words, Kevin. He almost brought a tear to my eye. And it's also folks like you who enables us to continue to do what we do. So thank you. And I think eventually when there's more of a, when things begin to happen and people really get an idea, just like what we saw, you know, when silver was running to 50, you do get some momentum back there, but there has to be something behind it. Something has to create that momentum. And, you know, day-to-day sales and so forth isn't going to do it. When things begin to happen and you bring in enough of those people, then I think we can do something. And but it's difficult, and you know they're going to be put out of the business sooner or later.
We have to push the difficult.
Yes,
God bless you. I'll let you go. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. We're going to get back on the topic that we said we wanted to talk about at the first place, and that is a little bit about the home storage or the home delivery IRA.
Well, I don't think people realize what you have to do in order to open up an LLC. I mean, there are requirements that you have to do. And on the surface, it seems like a simple process. And it might be to open up. And each state varies. So you have to really know your state and what the IRS requires of you and what the state governments require of you. They've taken a lot of the regulations away from the LLC. And it does, again, as I mentioned, but there are withholding tax requirements. You might have to pay taxes on an annual basis. You know, there's no zero wiggle room for any type of legal definitions when it comes to the tax codes. So if you don't match up to the government's quote unquote LLC requirements, you could end up paying a lot of back taxes. You could even lose your gold, perhaps. And I know many of you say, well, I would never give my gold back. Well, you know, if they're going to be fining you lots of money, you might have to give up some of that gold in order to pay those fines. The people that set up these accounts, they don't back you. There's pages and pages and pages of disclaimers. They're not going to argue to the IRS that what you did was legal. So you have to be real. There's annual reports. And states will vary on how often you have to file these various reports and what are the requirements to keep that LLC going. You just can't open up an LLC and think that you don't have to show that you're doing business, that you're just sitting there holding your precious metals in there. I mean, how do you think that's going to work for you? And there's over 5,000 gold dealers in this country. Most of those, which is, I can count on less than one hand, they've been in the business for less than 10 years, probably less than 5 years.
Wow.
So again, it's not a common occurrence with gold dealers across this country.
And
if it was, and I can't say it's not legal, you know, I can't go there because I'm not an attorney, I'm not a tax person, but come on, let's use a little common sense. If there's 5,000 gold dealers, you know, or even half of those that aren't doing it, and we'd be the first ones to do it if we thought it was a good idea.
Well, and I want to say, too, and we're just about out of time. This has been fast hour. We spent too long harping on Hillary. But I wanted to say, we were talking about the short-lived term companies. Melody, you're rocking on 25 years. You're getting close to 25 years in the business, and that is commendable. And I know that part of the success is because of how you treat the people. I want to give your office number. We haven't given that the whole hour, so I want to give that. Call her in the office. Talk to her about what you need, what you want, and get your gold and get your silver from Melody Cedarstrom. And in that, you support her and you support CSC Talk Radio and you take care of yourself. Her office number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading with Melody Cedarstrom. As we all come together, Melody, thank you so much for putting up with me again today.
Thank you.
As we bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.